Last year, we had a chance to visit with the county executive, Dr. Sam Page, as the county honored our general manager, John Kioski, last spring. And Dr. Page is with us now, and we appreciate him taking some time here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with everything going on. Dr. Page, first of all, we know you're very busy, and we appreciate you taking some time with us today. Let's start with this. How's everything going?
Well, this is a challenging time for St. Louis County, but I'm really impressed with how everyone's coming together and responding to this public health emergency.
So far, and I believe this stay-at-home order in the county, did it start at 12:01 this morning? Is that correct?
That's right, and all the details about what it means is available on our website, stlcorona.com.
Perfect. And everybody should definitely check that out. If you have questions, I'm sure that some frequently asked questions and answers are there. So far, it's estimation. It's word of mouth. Certainly, you're not overseeing everything. But what are you hearing as far as people staying home best as possible? Are we doing a good job?
Well, first of all, I think we want to make sure everyone understands what stay-at-home means. It means stay at home except for any essential activity. You can still go to the grocery store. The grocery stores will remain open. The pharmacies will remain open. And police and firefighters will still come when you call. And some of the basic government services will be available. But what we're asking folks to do is to recognize how you stop a worldwide pandemic, which is touching the St. Louis region. And you stop that with social distancing, 6 feet away from everyone, whenever possible, and reducing social mixing. That means we stay away from crowds and groups, and we have to limit the ability of this virus to spread in our community so we don't overwhelm our hospital systems.
A number of things going on right now. One of them is the testing has been an issue. The access to getting tested has been a problem here. Has that gotten better? And how much does the access to testing really highlight what the numbers are of infected people here? Because you see the numbers increase, and sometimes they double, you know, depending on the area of the country or area of the world. But some of that is, well, there's just more testing now. First of all, where are we on testing, and how much of the increased numbers is just because of that?
Well, first of all, we have a significant presence of the coronavirus in our community. We have community transmission, and we know it's here. And we know we won't find it all with tests. Some people have mild symptoms and pass it on to someone else and don't recognize it as a significant illness because their symptoms are mild. And then some people get really sick and end up in the hospital in critical condition. But testing is frustrating. There aren't enough tests in the country. And in Missouri and the St. Louis region has a limited supply of tests. And we have to follow the guidelines from the CDC. And applying those tests, that means folks are symptomatic. They have a fever, they have a dry cough or shortness of breath, or they're sick and in the hospital. They've been around someone who is known to be positive, or they've traveled to a region. Those testing standards will be relaxed by the CDC as we get more tests in our region. But we know that we can still take care of patients without tests. We know that if someone is sick with the symptoms, they need to stay at home. They need to stay away from other people. There's a chance it's not the coronavirus, but there's a chance that it is. And because there's a chance that it is, people need to quarantine and stay away from other folks.
Dr. Sam Page, the county executive of St. Louis County, with us on 101 ESPN. And Dr. Page, I saw a tweet today, and I wanted, because you are a doctor, in addition to being the county executive, I wanted you to hear this and tell me if it's accurate. And the quote is this: "The virus doesn't move, people move it. We stop moving, the virus stops moving, the virus dies. It's that simple." Is it that simple?
That's a really clear and concise way to explain social distancing and the elimination of social mixing. The virus will burn itself out. It will make some people really, really sick, and they will overwhelm our hospitals if we don't stop spreading the virus in our community.
Doctor, do you have any tips for people when they are out and about? And I know the social distancing is the main one. I feel like people know they can go to the grocery stores, but are like fearful of it. Just wearing gloves. I know people, I was at the grocery store the other day, seeing masks. I mean, is that something, if you have it, you recommend it? Or what tips do you have?
Well, the traditional masks won't prevent you from getting the coronavirus. If you're sick and you're out, and you have to be out, and I hope no one's out who's having any sort of symptoms of a cold or fever that wearing the traditional mask if you're sick will help some. But really, the masks that help prevent the spread of the coronavirus are the special masks that you see, the N95 masks. Those are the ones that are really protective, and there just aren't enough of those around. Those are in short supply. Our hospitals have some, and they're challenged getting enough, but they currently have enough supply right now, and we need to have those for our first responders.
Generally speaking, how well-equipped right now are the hospitals in the area?
The hospitals in the area have all the supplies that they need currently. They're planning ahead. They're planning ahead to expand their ICU space. They're planning ahead to expand their other hospital beds. And they're working together in a very collaborative way to obtain supplies and look down the road to what we might need. It's very important that we make the job of our hospitals to take care of us easier, and that means we have to do everything we can to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in the community. Social distancing, washing our hands frequently, covering our mouth when we cough or sneeze, and staying away from folks that are sick, and if you're sick, stay home.
I think there are most people here, it may not be the same in all the states in the country. I know we've seen Florida and some stuff happening in California, but here, it seems to be, and this is just anecdotal, that people are following the guidelines, but there do seem to be some holdouts who wonder why this is such a big deal. Why are we shutting everything down? Why is this a problem? Correct me if I'm wrong, but most of this is the concern about the hospitals being overwhelmed and how quickly that could happen.
Well, there's plenty of information and experience from around the world and from our coast who have been experiencing the impact of the coronavirus before we are and before we have. But it's very important that we try and spread out the impact of this in our community so it doesn't hit all at once. And you've heard the phrase flattening the curve. Mm-hmm. That means that when this infection hits, it starts to peak very quickly and can sometimes overwhelm our healthcare resources, and that's happened in some parts of the country. And in order to limit that from impacting quickly, we have to implement these social distancing measures and try and slow down the spread of the virus in our community.
Dr. Page, as you mentioned, we have a shortage of testing kits, and we've also read now that this is touching different age demographics. We've heard about the vulnerability of older demographics. So with that knowledge, when should people be concerned? Regardless of their age, when should people say, I need to get a test for this coronavirus?
If you have a fever, if you have a dry cough, if you've been around someone who's been sick or tested positive from the coronavirus, if you've traveled to a high-risk area, those are indications for being tested. If you're short of breath and you need to be in the hospital and they can't find another cause, then you'll be tested. But the specific decision to test should be discussed with a healthcare professional, and they understand the guidelines. And when you call one of the local hospitals, one of their lines, if you call the St. Louis County line, which is 615-2660, then you'll go through a screening process. SSM also has a website that you can go to and answer questions, and they take you through a virtual screening and then can refer you to testing based on your responses.
And do you have that website off the top of your head by any chance?
It's the SSM Healthcare St. Louis would probably get you if you put that in any search engine. Or it's SSM Healthcare St. Louis Corona. I'm not sure exactly what it's called.
Well, people have Google. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
and that number was 615-2660-314?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Page, we're obviously here on this show. We talk about sports. There are no sports right now. We're still, trying to figure some things out. But we're fortunate enough that we get an opportunity to still do what we do. I feel for those at this point. Obviously, health is paramount. I mean, it's first and foremost, as it should be, and that's why all these things are put in order. But I feel for those that have lost their ability to earn at this point. There are so many businesses, big and small, that are hurting big time. Is there anything on the horizon or down the road? Is there any sort of relief for these businesses?
Well, the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership is working with all of us in the region to start to implement some of our recovery plans. The stimulus package is moving through Congress right now. We hope that moves quickly. I've signed another executive order today to create an economic rescue team, and I will be looking for leaders in the community that understand how to bring economy back after it's been devastated. And we're going to have as much of a full court press on the recovery side as we did on our attack on the spread of the virus in our community, because, you know, our small businesses, our large employers, everyone has been affected, and some businesses have been devastated because of the measures, the very drastic measures, historic measures we've had to put into place to try and keep this virus from spreading.
I think one of the questions everybody wants to know, and I'm not sure you have the answer, but is there, I don't know if anybody does really at this point, is there any idea of when we might be able to get back to some kind of normalcy?
Well, the executive order that is in place today, the stay-at-home order, except for essential activities and essential businesses, will be reevaluated in 30 days, and we'll see where we are. We hope that you know, we can limit the impact. We hope that we'll see things start to slow down. And as soon as we see that our hospitals have enough capacity, and as soon as we see that the result of this is improving, then we'll start to ease up on some of these restrictions. We want to get our businesses open again and working again as soon as possible. But right now, we are focused on saving lives.
That's obviously the main focus. Dr. Sam Page, the county executive, a couple more quick things. Number one, when you issued that order yesterday, the 30-day order, my wife was very quick to get in touch with your office to find out whether or not radio broadcasters are exempt and whether I could come to work.
Well, I hope we didn't disappoint your wife, but all of the media is exempt. We do consider that an essential business. We need to know what's going on in our community.
Yeah, she's happy.
Yeah, she's very happy. And finally, and you have a unique perspective on this because you are a doctor, you longtime anesthesiologist, went to med school. Could you have ever envisioned in your career as a healthcare giver that we would have seen a pandemic like this?
Well, nobody could have imagined this. I mean, we study it. We read the history books. We are very familiar with infectious diseases and how they spread, viral and otherwise. But certainly my experience as an anesthesiologist dealing with emergencies in the operating room and trauma and you know, fast decisions in critical scenarios, it certainly prepared me for really very difficult decisions we have to make on a daily basis. There is no model for what we're doing right now in our community. We're working our way through it. We're working with our emergency operations partners, police and fire and public health and human services, and we're building a model to take care of really a historical event in our community.
We appreciate the leadership that you and Mayor Crewson are showing. Thanks so much for taking some time with us. And if there's anything that we can do to help out in getting the word out, don't hesitate to get back in touch with us, Dr. Page.
We'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Sam Page. He is the county executive joining us here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Didn't even have time to get to talking about the fact that his Chiefs, like meat snacks, won the Super Bowl. He went to UMKC, and he's a Chiefs fan.
We probably should have gotten there because it would have lightened the mood.
Yeah, it would have.
You know,
next time, we'll get him out again.
I have grown so tired of listening to all this
fans.
Chiefs love and this Patrick Mahomes stuff, but right now I would welcome it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'd be so happy to talk about the Chiefs right now.
I saw
now.
You had a tweet earlier today, made me laugh. I can't wait to go back to crapping on the Astros or something like that.
Yeah, it was because...
I want to get back to that.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was a response to somebody else. It'd be really nice to just be, oh, you know what it was? I think there was a sentiment out there that because we're going through this, that now we have to be nice to them?
No.
When this is all over? Oh, hell no.
Still cheaters.
Oh, hell no.
I don't want them to get the coronavirus or anything, but they still cheated.
Well, and...
No, you don't want that.
Well, and somebody tweeted me yesterday that if anybody should have seen this coming, they had all the signs.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did.
Opened up their eyes.
Coming up in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, remember the old show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Meat Snacks is going to test us on common knowledge next on 101 ESPN.